Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Right, so we're talking about that doctor who went viral with his vaccine selfie a couple of months ago with ladies posting about his biceps and arms and bodies and everything.
Vaccine? What vaccine?
Then he recently went viral again after he posted on his own Facebook page on the vaccine because he was saying, I'm tired of misinformation. He is Dr. Adam Woodford, a medical doctor at the Department of Health in the Eastern Cape, and we have him on the line this morning. Good morning, doctor.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
No, it's a pleasure.
All right, I just want to go back to your original post that you put onto your Facebook account where you made some notes. You even went as far as putting disclaimers on. One of those disclaimers was, this is a long post, so I've numbered the misconceptions with them explained in layman terms. I've also included a non-biased evidence-based link on vaccines in the comments, which references everything I may mention and includes further content for those who do their research. And then you go on to say, I'm just a doctor working in internal medicine who happens to actually treat COVID-19 patients in a hospital. So yesterday we posted onto our Facebook page on Algoa FM Breakfast where we asked listeners to put forward some questions that we could ask you this morning. Concerns, and these are real concerns that people have. These are not our questions that we're going to ask. Now, these are the questions from the listeners. I'm going to go ahead with the first question. It says, my dad is elderly and he has high blood pressure and is on antidepressants. Is it safe for him to take the vaccine?
Okay, no, for sure. So he's exactly the person you want to, you know, to take the vaccine. And the great thing about the vaccine is it's for everyone. There's no reason not to get the vaccine as there is no contraindications. So unless you've got a proven allergy to the vaccine, say if you're going for your second shot and the first shot you had allergic reaction, that would be a contraindication. Otherwise, everyone is eligible for getting the vaccine. And if you have any medical conditions and you're on medication or you're elderly, you're exactly the kind of high-risk person for severe COVID. So that kind of person should definitely get vaccinated.
Sorry, doctor, just to jump in, it's actually not a question from a listener, but just, you know, coming off the bat of what you just said, you would have an allergic reaction after the first jab and then obviously you'd know that you have a contraindication, but you would only find out that you have an allergic reaction if you go for that first jab. Is that not a little bit dicey?
Yeah, exactly. So there is a bit of a way to see if you're high risk or not. So first of all, I must say that the allergic reactions is extremely rare. I think it's been reported to be per million people vaccinated, 5 people had severe allergic reactions. So that is very negligible. I mean, 5 in a million people is very small. And it generally happens within 15 minutes after getting the vaccine. So you're generally there still at the vaccination center at the time, and they are aware for this kind of thing. So they are on the ball. So if you do show any signs of rashes or any allergic reactions, they treat you immediately. And then I think 80% of the people that have all had allergic reactions have history of severe allergies, and it's normally multiple allergies, not just one thing. So just to put it in perspective, you're more likely to get allergic reaction from eating a peanut or sushi, which hasn't stopped any of us from all trying those things at least once.
Doctor, another question coming through on our Facebook page. Why is everybody still mentioning herd immunity, whereas that was a model for the first variant, and we understand that the variants mutate over time?
Yes, they do. They do mutate. But we haven't had, we have had some significant mutations, but none of them have really caused complete immune evasion from previous variants. So that means we still are protected, whether you get infected from one variant or another, to a degree. And that is the same thing for the vaccine. You know, the vaccine was made for the original Alpha virus variant, and it has shown protection to the Delta as well. So it might not protect you from complete symptoms, but it has definitely offered us protection against severe disease and hospitalization and deaths.
I mean, this is one of the main questions that you'll see on social media and or even comments, and that is if you can still get COVID and spread it after getting the vaccine, why do we still need to get it?
Okay, so it's where I think we don't always appreciate the consequences of people not getting vaccinated, because our hospitals are majority of the people that are admitted to our hospitals are all unvaccinated, and that is still wreaking havoc in our healthcare system. And no one in the hospital who's got severe COVID thought they were going to get severe COVID. So one of the main reasons is to stop that strain. And that's one of the main reasons we're having to have restrictions, because every time our hospital is full of COVID, we have to take beds away from non-COVID people that are equally as sick. So that is one of the reasons. And then it has shown to, in some studies, to show that it can reduce the actual viral load and the time that you're infected with COVID as well. So yes, you can still get COVID, but after getting the vaccine, you'll most likely just get mild disease, and you'll also probably be less likely to have it for long, and you'll have lower viral loads, hopefully, which means you'll be less likely to spread it as much as you were.
I just want to jump in here, because a lot of people then also say, well, I've got the vaccine, but my friend Lee here doesn't have the vaccine and has chosen not to have the vaccine. How does that impact her? Is there less chance of me spreading the virus if I'm vaccinated or unvaccinated?
So the answer is, okay, the long answer and the short answer. The short answer is yes, she can still definitely get the virus from you. That's why we can't let our guard down. So that's why it's important, you know, that everyone should get vaccinated.
Okay, I'm not sure if you've answered this, but another question coming through is, according to research, you're vaccinated with a dead virus, in inverted commas, they say, which helps you build antibodies against the coronavirus. Why do you still have to get the vaccine when you tested positive before? And they go on to say, doesn't testing positive for the virus mean you've already developed antibodies because your immune system had been exposed to the virus before?
Well, that's an excellent question. And if you've had COVID before, and you're sure you've had COVID, then there's definitely less of a rush to get the vaccine, you know, as soon as possible. The vaccine should be, you know, immediately for the high-risk people, and then it should be for everyone else. And if you've had COVID, you know, you do have natural immunity, and the natural immunity is good. But everyone's immune system is different. So some people form, you know, non-neutralizing antibodies, which means you can get COVID a second time. And depending, you know, if you're on certain medication, which can cause immunosuppression, or you have medical conditions which have immunosuppression, your antibodies might not last as long. And, you know, the antibodies might also start to wane, you know, after 6 months or so. So that's why a vaccine can be seen as a booster then for those kind of people, especially if you're high risk. It's worthwhile, you know, getting that booster.
Doctor, a very popular question that shown its head. How safe can a vaccine be that has had so little time for trials and testing? Most pharmaceuticals take years to test for safety, side effects, etc. But these vaccines seem to be placed in the public domain very quickly.
Yeah, that's also valid. But what people must appreciate is time was not on our side here. We needed a vaccine from day one when it outbreak. So whereas most medications, there isn't that, you know, same tempo of urgency to get it out. You know, you have all these long roads and everything to go through, all these processes, and, you know, no one's lifting all the stops and goes. So everything was, you know, really gone out as fast as it possibly can and as safe as it possibly can. And the other important thing is to realize that this vaccine was in development with SARS-1, so with the first SARS outbreak and the MERS virus. And they've been working on that, but then, you know, the virus actually didn't last too long, and it sort of went away on its own, and all those trials and everything was stopped because it wasn't needed anymore. So the blueprint for this vaccine was always there. It was just picking up where we left off. And obviously, as we get more education in it and an experience with it, we are able to do these things quicker. Like a car in the 1800s took a long time to build, whereas now we're making, you know, advanced cars very quickly. So that's kind of, you know, technology has advanced, and we know what, you know, those guys know what they're doing. And there is no medication that's come out in the world that has been given over 4 billion times, you know, under the world's microscope. So It has definitely been evaluated very extensively and safely.
And on your post on Facebook, you say myths. The vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting sick or dying from COVID-19. Do you just want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, so a lot of people think the vaccine isn't doing what it's supposed to do, and because, you know, people are still getting infected. But it's a big difference whether you get infected and you have just a snotty nose for a few days, as opposed to going into hospital and being admitted for 2 weeks or even some people for a month or more, or dying. So that is, you know, our primary outcome of the vaccine is to stop death and stop hospitalizations. If you're still getting infected, but it's just mild and it's all over in a couple of days, that's fine. Ideally, you know, we'd have a vaccine that stops you getting the infection full stop. But that's not what we have. And the next best thing and the most important thing is that it's stopping deaths and hospitalizations.
Doctor, you mentioned the most important thing. I think perhaps the most important question of the day coming through from Lorenzo on our Telegram platform. He says, to the doctor, how much do you bench and how do you do, how many bicep curls do you do every day?
about 180 kilograms on the first line. And
Listen, doctor, on a serious note, there are really so many more questions and queries coming through, and we obviously can't get to all of them. We do know that you are on Facebook and you do talk a lot about these issues on your Facebook page. Are people allowed, you know, do you have that public platform where people can send through questions or comments or ask and, you know, kind of put forward any queries?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if someone's genuinely asking questions and they've got legitimate concerns, which we all do, I'm more than happy to engage. And, you know, that's what my post was about, was just to try and reassure people and, you know, exploit those myths and misconceptions that's being spread.
As a medical doctor, I mean, you're faced with COVID every single day. Patients who are sick, ill, dying. What is your message that you would like to get across to people that are uncertain about getting the vaccine?
I mean, you just please get the vaccine. Me and my colleagues are all extremely tired. It is soul-breaking for us to see everyone coming in so sick, and especially when it's potentially preventable from getting a vaccine. It's been very tough on us, and especially because the families can't visit the people in hospital, it just makes it a very unnatural process when, you know, these people get sick and die. So I just hope we all come together as a country and think about everyone else, and that we, you know, join and all get vaccinated.
Well, from our side, thank you for all the work that you and your colleagues do and have been doing over this. I mean, it's almost 2 years now.
Everyone in essential services.
We've got to thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. Dr. Adam Woodford, a medical doctor at the Department of Health in the Eastern Cape, thank you for taking our call this morning. We appreciate the feedback, and perhaps we can touch base again in the future.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.